Just a few moments ago, we said, Baruch Alekeinu Shebronu Lechvoidai, Vipzilonam and Atoyim, V'chai Eilam Nota B'Sechainu. We give our Koros Teiva, M'Meshabeach to Rabbeinu Shalom, that He created us Lechvoidai, to give Kvod Shemayim, Vipzilonam and Atoyim. He separated us from the Toyim. What is the meaning of Toyim? Those who go astray. Parshas Vayeshev, it says, Vayimtzeyu ish v'hinei toya basoda. So he separated us from the Toyim. V'nosan lanu teras emes. V'chai yoylam nota b'secheinu. The Torah says, V'nosan lanu teras emes refers to Torah shebiksav. We say it in the Barucha. After one is Eilu L'Torah, Shenosan Lanu Teras Emes, V'chai Eilu M'nota B'Sachainu, refers to the Torah Shebal Peh. Why is the Torah Shebal Peh called Chai Eilu? As I state in Tur, the Pirush HaBarucha, Shenosan Lanu Teras Emes, the Rabbein Shalom gave us a Torah Shebiksav and a Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebiksav is referred to as Teras Emes. The Torah Shebal Peh is referred to Chayei Olam, not Abisachenu. The Rabbi Shem planted it in us. So that's the Nusach HaBrocha. In the volunteering, we say it as a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hivdelonu min atoyim unaslanu teras emes, v'chai yelam nota b'sechainu. What shaychus did this have to the toyim? But Rabbi Sai, if one is misboinen, if one thinks a bit about the nitzchias ha-teira, from Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai until today, if one thinks for a moment of Netzach Yisroel from the days of Avram Yitzchak V'Yankov until today, he sees, if one is mizbeinin in Jewish history, in the Seder HaDeiros, he sees a very interesting thing. And it's a fact that everybody can notice. The Gemara says that the Tkufas HaTorah and the Briya began with Avraham Avinu. Before him was Shnei Alofim Toihu. When Avraham Avinu came to be Mefarsim the Shem Hashem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Vesa Nefesh Asher Osu B'Choron, begins Shnei Alofim Toirah. The Gemara Yuma says, "Me'olam le'poska yeshiva shalaviseinu." Avraham zoken v'yoshev v'yeshiva. This week's parasha, Avraham zoken bo bayomim. He was a zoken azekon achachma v'yoshev v'yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu was a zoken v'yoshev v'yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu in Mitzrayim, the Zikna Yaham, taught the Messiah's HaTorah that they were Mekabel from Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yankov came down through Levi, through Kahos, through Amram, in Mitzrayim. Leposka Yeshiva Me'aviseinu, says the Gemara. Even before Matan Torah. The Leman Rashi Yitzaves, Bonaves, Beisei Achlov, the Messiah's HaKdusha, the Messiah's HaTorah, Mashin Itztavu, U'mashaloin Itztavu. What is the meaning of living like a Yid? Was a Messiah that Avraham Avinu taught to Yitzchak, from him to Yankov, to the Shiftei Kor in Mitzrayim. And then we all became Mitzvim V'Oisim at Mamad Har Sinai. And of course, Atzach Ketzegen the Torah Weiter, Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai, and the Messiah Umasara Le Yeshua. What did he give over to Yeshua? The Torah Shebiksav? The Torah Shebiksav is a sefer. Anyone can open it and look into it. Umasara LeYeshua, the Torah Shebalpeh. The meaning of the Torah Shebiksav. The Pilpul of the Raisa, the Gemara says. He gave over to the entire Klal Yisrael, but the Mesorah passed through Yeshua. Yeshua L'Skelim, L'Skelim L'Nviyim, and Nviyim L'Mesorah L'An Sheknesset HaGdolah. And the Mesorah Satorah continues on to the Tanoim, to the Amiroim, to the Chachmei Talmud, and it's been passed on to us Ad Hayom Hazeh. So, in that Shalshelas, in that chain that begins even before Matan Torah, Mavrom Zokain, Azokim B'Yoshim B'Yeshiva, he taught Torah, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Ad Hayom Hazeh, is a Shalshelas of Torah given over from generation to generation. Not only a written sefer, which first was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipi Agvura, that he should write the Torah, but the Torah Shebal Peh, Midor Ledor, Me'av Leben, Me'rav LeTalmid. This is the Meseiras HaTorah. So when the Klal Yisrael became a people, Avraham Avinu, the first Yid, with him began not only the Meseiras HaKdusha of Netzach Yisrael, but the Meseiras HaTorah Ad Achris HaYomim, until the Torah of the Melech HaMashiach. But we know that in different periods there were those who refused to accept the Meseiras of Torah Shebal Peh. Korach came along and said, Kol Eidah Kulam Kedoshim, V'Sei Stepes. He was Kaifa Ben Vuasa Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know what happened to him. Bimei Chazal, during the days of the Bar Yesheni, the Rambam writes, Tzatza Haminus Bi Yisrael. They had to be Mashbiya the Kohen Gadol when he went into the Kodshei Kedoshim to do the Avodah B'Yom HaKippurim. He should be Makdir the Ketores like the Meseiras HaHalacha which the Chachma Yisrael were Mekabon, not like the Tzdukim. Who were the Tzdukim? Kafrim and Teres Shebal Peh. And later, the Mesyavnim, those who took upon themselves the culture of Malchus Yavan, Kafrim in Torah Shebal Peh Be'ikir, and then of course the Torah Shebiksav as well. And the Kusim, whom we see in the Sugya Sagamora, certain mitzvahs they were medakdik, but in Torah Shebal Peh they were not medakdik at all. Until what's a gemacht ka'akum l'chol devrayim. In the days of Rav Sadia Goyen and the Rambam, now Rav Sadia Goyen lived a long time before the Rambam, about 300 years before, there was a sect called the Karoim. They believed in the meaning of Mikra, but they were Kaifer and Torah Shebal Peh. In the Messiah of what the Torah is, in the Chai Olam, they didn't believe. So they wouldn't have a fire on Shabbos in their home, even if someone lit it Erev Shabbos, which is Mutter. And the Balamor writes, if somebody doesn't eat Chaman B'Shabbos in his day, they will cheshit him that he's a Karoi. So we suffered from a sect of people. Today they're almost gone and forgotten. Kimat. Called the Karoim. In the days of Rav Sadia Goyen and later on Bimei Rambam, they were a dangerous threat to the Meseiras HaHalacha. If you look up in Rabbeinu Bechaya and Parshas Lech Lecha, Rabbeinu Bachaya brings from Rabbeinu Hanano, who stresses, why did the Torah say, Ki yedartim l'man ha-shiyitzah v'ezbonah v'ezbeisei achra v'sham ruderach Hashem, Avraham Avinu taught Torah shebal peh. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshabeachim, because he taught the Meseiras ha-halocha, even if and it wasn't written down at all, says Rabbeinu Hanano. Why do you think Rabbeinu Hanano stressed this? A pshat and posik. Because he wanted to, bezmanoi, show that the Torah HaKadosha puts the Iker Shvach of Avraham Avinu on the fact that he taught the Torah Shebal Peh. May Av LeBen, may Rav LeTalmid, from one year to another, from one generation to another. And our entire Meseiras HaHalacha is built on the Torah Shebal Peh. Now these Karoim are no more. About 250 years ago, when Reform started in the Klal Yisrael, the beginning was with Kfir and Torah Shebal Peh, then they were Kaifer and everything. They said, you have to celebrate Shabbos in a different way, not according to the Lamatas Malochas, v'chahena, v'chahena, all their Kfira, all their Minas, all their Apikorsas. What happened to them? It took a generation or two, they all intermarried. So we see in the Deiris of Klal Yisrael from Matan Torah and on that those who were Kafrim and Torah Shebal Peh perished from the Klal Yisrael. They didn't continue. There's no Zecher. There's no today from the Tzdukim, from the Kusim, from the Shemroinim, from the Karoim, and it doesn't take long. If anyone leaves the Meseiras HaHalacha and creates a brand of Yiddishkeit, Neged Meseiras HaBeiseinu, doesn't take long before he's Nitna Achmon Litzlan, he's Nitna Ben Agoyim. That's happening today. Mamela, we understand a little bit why the Torah Shebal Peh is called Chayei Olam. It doesn't only refer to Olam Haba, because that's what keeps us alive as a Klal Yisrael. Our commitment to the Messiah of Moshe Kibbul Torah Mesinai, as it has been transmitted throughout all the Deiris. The Messiah HaTorah in Torah Shebal Peh. You open up the Rambam, the first few words in his Akdama, that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah Shebeksav and the Torah Shebal Peh. V'etlo l'cho es ha-Torah v'ha-Mitzvah. The Rambam lo'im pshat in the Gemara, Torah zu Mikra, Mitzvah zu Mishnah, refers to me as Torah Shebal Peh. The Mele, danke mit dem Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Baruch Olukeinu Shebronu Lechvoidai. Kvoid Shemayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Torah. We are the guardians of his Torah. Asher bochabonu mikol ha'amim v'nasolonu es Torah. We say in the bracha before Kriyas HaTorah. We say in the bracha every morning when we make a Birchas HaTorah. V'nasolonu es Torah asai. Torah Hashem was given to us. V'ibdilonu min ha'tayim. There were many tayim. They still are. V'nosan lonu teiras emes, thereby v'chayei olam nota b'secheinu. Nitzchias Yisrael has a hemshech in us, in the keepers of Torah Shebal Peh. You know what the Torah Shebal Peh means to us in simple words? The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. That's when it's lomad amenas lasais. What does it mean? The Messiah of Torah Shebal Peh, that it means the tefillin that we wear, and all the halacha of Moshe Mesinai is mislinking in tefillin, and the same thing for all mitzvahs, and it means Bava Kama, Avos Nezikin, Gana V'Gazlin that you're learning. It means that in the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi of how Yidden lot to live, there's a parasha of Shchainim and Mazikim and Shoimrim and Ganav v'Gazlin. That's the standard of our life. And we're the guardians, the Shoimrim HaMesora, the Rabbeinu HaKdoshim Shebechol HaDoros, with the Ma'atikei HaShmua, over every open the Rambam, Mepi HaShmua Lamadnu, the Shmua. What is the Shmua? Something which we heard from our Rabbeim, from a previous generation. That Shmua that Yeshua heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Skenim heard from Yeshua, that the Neviim were Mekabel from the Skenim, the Mesorah, or Mesorah le Yeshua, the Yeshua le Skenim, or Skenim le Neviim, and Neviim is Saruah lan Shikta Sagdela, and as a weiter. So we appreciate the words. Shebronu lechvoidai, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah to keep his Kvod Shemayim and the Briah through the Torah. But that can only take place if we don't live like the Toyim, if we guard that Torah Shebal Peh, and we meshabed ourselves to the limud of Torah Shebal Peh. V'nasam lanu Torah emes v'chayei olam, eternal life. You understand English? V'chayei olam, eternal life. Kipshutai, because all those who kept the Torah Shebal Peh remained within the Klal Yisrael. The others aren't there anymore. It's a fact of history. There's nothing to dispute. All of the kitos, and now all these sects, and all these chevra, who at one time or another did not refuse to be mekabel the mesera of Torah Shebal Peh, they perished from the Klal Yisrael. Beginning with Korach v'Adosai, and later the Tzdukim, and the Karoim, and the Reformers, and so on. So what does it all mean to us? It means that Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu Manoem Gerolenu Umayofa Yerusha Seinu. We have a Yerusha, a Meirusha Kehilas Yankov. Teira Tzivolonu Moshe. It means the Teira Shebal Peh he gave us. Tzivolonu Moshe. It's a Meirusha Kehilas Yankov. Now just be Messiah with one simple ha'ora that's negayati b'nei yeshiva to lamdei Torah. It says in Chumash, Torah tzivolonu Moshe, Meirusha Kehilas Yankov. But the Mishnah says in Avos, haskein atzmocha lelme Torah she'ena Yerushalach. The Beferish Mishnah, Perkei Avos. Ena Yerushalach. And here it says in Chumash, Meirusha Kehilas Yankov, the Vosad Apshat. The answer is simple. The Torah is a Meirusha to Kehilas Yankov. It's going to be transmitted from one door, from one of Klal Yisrael to the next door. But how do you know that you're going to be the one who's going to be mekabel it? Maybe it'll come through your chaver. But this you have to learn yourself. Of course there's a haftocha, it's a Meirusha Kehilas Yankov. But haskin atzmecha l'olmei Torah. In order for you to be the recipient of that Meirusha that's given to all of Kehilas Yankov, you have to learn the Torah. Because otherwise it's not going to come to you. It's not like a Yerusha that a person inherits automatically. A Yerusha does not need kinyonim, you all know. It happens memela. When a father is nifta l'olma, his son automatically owns the Yerusha. It's his. He doesn't have to even make a kinyan. So the Mishnah and Ovis, she'ein, but to Reuben and to Shimon, to Levi, to every yochid, it's ain't a Yerusha loch. It's a Merusha to the Kehilas Yankov. But it's not going to come to you unless you do something about it. Unless you make yourself into a clay kibbol and learn the Torah. And learn the Torah. Otherwise, it's not going to come to you. Automatically, it's not going to happen. It'll go to others. So that's mechayev us. To make the Torah a meirusha, and to be kind of the Torah. To have a kinyan in the Torah. And a kinyan requires the maisa halimud, Mekim Beseiros Hashem Chevtzai U Beseirosai Yeger Yom Beloila. And we know what Rashi brings in Kedushin and Rashi in Tilim U Mesha Omalba Nasis Teirosai. Becomes your Teira when you learn it, when you are Melim Beteira. So the Merosha Kilis Yankov is a Haftocha to the Klal Yisrael. And Netzach HaTeira guarantees Netzach Yisrael. Those who left the Torah Shemalpeh unfortunately left the Klal Yisrael. That's as far as the Klal Yisrael is concerned. But to all of us individually as Yechidim, we have to do something about being Mekabel this Torah. Haskin Atzmecha Lilmei Torah She'ena Yerushalach. It's not going to come to you automatically. You have to make a kinyan in the Torah. And the kinyan in the Torah is the amelus b'Torah, the asmoda b'Torah, to be kind of the Torah, to make the Torah part of your nefesh, to learn the sugyas, to become as much as you can klor in Torah Shebal Peh, sai in the Meseiras HaHalocha, say in the Pilpula de Reise, which the Gemara tells us Moshe Rabbeinu passed on to the whole Klal Yisrael. So this is our Bakosha to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. First we give him a Shvach. Baruch Alekeinu Shebronu Lechvoidai. He gave us a Torah which represents Kvod Shemayim and the Briya. V'vdilonu min HaToyim. He kept us separated from all those Toyim, all those who went astray and refused to be mekabel the Meseiras HaHalocha, the Meseiras of Torah Shebal Peh. V'nosan lanu Teiras Emes, b'chayi oylam notem b'secheinu, he gave us chayi oylam, Netzach Yisrael, hu yiftach libeinu b'seirosoi, should open us, our hearts, to learn the Torah, b'yahava, b'yosem b'lebeinu avosem b'yirosoi. And in this way, hu b'mamshech the Meseiras HaTeira, the Teira Shebeksav, the Teira Shebalpeh, in our lives, and to all the generations to come, Ad Achlis Hayomim, the Rabbi Shem should give you Barucha V'atzlocha B'chol Ma'asei Yedeichem, should grow up to be Erlich HaYidin and Talmidei Chachomim, and B'zeicha V'hinayim Hashem Alkeichem Aleichem, in every way, Barucha V'atzlocha B'chol Tov.